This is Behemshach, in continuation to the earlier installment where we discussed the topic of Merkez Shlichus, whereas Bacharim of the Yeshiva in 770, etc., travel out of town to visit Yidden who are in isolated areas and not affiliated with Yiddishkeit, Torah, and Mitzvahs. This was Mesiras Nefesh, taking in consideration the conditions, circumstances in the 1950s, etc. This project was initiated by the previous Rebbe in Tovshin Ches and was later broadened by the Rebbe, as was mentioned in detail in the earlier installment. In the earlier installment, we discussed the impact which the Bacharim had on the Orthodox Rav of the community. As a result of their inspiration, the Rav wrote a letter to the previous Rebbe that he himself felt that he needs to do tshuva, to repent. We continue now with installment number 2. The Rebbe continues to elaborate on this story. It is being translated here from Yiddish to English. The Rebbe says the following. They, the Bacharim, did not speak at all about him, about the Rav. He was considered the Mufchar, the elite of the city. And on the contrary, he assisted the Bacharim. B'meile, there was no reason to speak about him personally. But while he was observing the Bacharim, how they are speaking with a warmth, with an enthusiasm, v'rechayes, v'remesiras nefesh, b'meila, this also had an impact on him that he needs to do tshuva. So the Rebbe continues and sums up. B'meila, we see that a person cannot make any calculation. Did it pay to go on this trip or not? One does not know on his own what he accomplishes. Which is an expression in the Talmud. What do we need to delve into the ways, into the thoughts of Hashem? And as the above mentioned story with the Rav, that the Bacharim alone did not know what they accomplished on him. What they accomplished with him. And in addition to that, they did not even deal with him directly. It was accomplished in a simultaneous manner. And the Rebbe adds that in addition to that, the whole matter started to make its impression in a later time. Because the inspiration that the Rav received began after the Bacharim have already left town. So the Rebbe says, from this we see that in general, activities that are accomplished without any knowledge in knowing what took place can be in various ways. Number one, that the activities are accomplished and begin bearing fruit not immediately, but after a time period. Number two, that the activities already have an impression that they make immediately, but the Bacharim did not know what their activities accomplished. And sometimes it is in such a way that it's accomplished in a simultaneous manner without any effort on the part of the Bacharim. Number three, inyanim, which they are aware of, which means an impression that they are aware of that they accomplished a certain extent, but they look at it that it's not really so significant, it's not really so important. But they should know that by the person whom they left this impression with, it accomplishes that this person is schlepped out, uplifted from a very low level and brought to a very high level. There are those who travel in the Ori Asada, in the cities around New York, and they feel down by themselves. They feel down that they don't see they accomplished anything. They don't see that the streets changed. They didn't make any converts, which is basically bringing people that should become chassidim or maskilim or evdim. Maskilim means thinkers, deep thinkers, or evdim, those who serve Hashem in a very special way. The few thousand dollars they didn't bring. But the Rebbe continues, in reality, also the few cents and even one pu'ula, one activity with one yid, is, as the previous Rebbe mentions in a sicha, the story with a little piece of grass, that vegetable that a poor person brought. So lemaila, it is accepted even more yet than one who would bring a ox for sacrifice. And in the same sense that for one yid, the whole creation was worthwhile, as it says, Lama nivra adam yechidi, that why is a person, was a person created, as we find by Adam Arishon, he was created as a singular individual person, to teach us that one who maintains, one who sustains and saves one soul of a yid, it is considered like he has sustained a full world. And this is not just an expression or a parable, but it is factually so. As we see in practical sense, that when one yid conducts himself appropriately, many families of generations stem from him who are God-fearing people and observers of Torah mitzvahs. And likewise, when a person does one deed with another yid, this can bring about and bear fruit and fruit of fruit till the end of all the generations. As we see also many stories in Medrashim and quotes of our sages, that with one simple deed, a goodness was generated forever. Therefore, the Talmidim who are traveling should know that they should not feel in any way down, but on the contrary, they should do their shlichus with joy and betuv levav, good-hearted, and they should strengthen themselves, because with every turn, they can accomplish an entire world. We will, in Mirza Hashem, continue in the next installment.